Due to the graphic discussion of tonight's episode, a heavy explicit warning is being placed. Listener discretion is advised. Thank you for listening.
Do what you gotta do. I said my piece.
I know you did. Oh, are you ready for the return of Leatherface? Again?
Not really.
Well, he's coming back. Again. Apparently they're giving him the Michael Myers 2018 treatment, which is, oh yeah, none of those other sequels count. I was like, oh boy. Apparently it's gonna be Old Man Leatherface.
So the first movie counts?
Yes. The one that we watched during the spooky Macho Battle Royale. Soylent Green is Spinal Tap. Oh, Spinal Tap.
Alrighty. I mean, King Kong. But which King Kong are we watching?
The original black and white version. Because you wanted to see claymation and men in animal costumes beating up each other.
And most people are asking, ain't this more black and white? Not black and white, but, you know, silent?
No. It has talking. I just lost it. Where'd it go?
Is that that King Kong? It's there.
Heartbreak Ridge. Okay, I'm almost there. I'm almost there now. No, the only one, the only movie that's silent that you're talking about, Phantom of the Opera, and,
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu, and the original Hunchback of Notre Dame, no. This is made in 1933, so they were talking, but it's in black and white.
That was attacking!
It's 1933, actually. Shipped from Mysterious Skull Island for display in the United States. A gigantic monkey escapes from his bonds and carries a beautiful blonde to the top of the Empire State Building. See what happens next.
He was a good boy. He just did nothing. Shit.
Overture. Hold on, let me look it up. No, let me look out of this.
So, fun fact. Back in the theaters, when it was silent film, they had an orchestra playing the music of the film. Of any film. And Overture is pretty, is that a song or a type of song? Pretty much them are waiting for the audience to come into their, and enjoy a film. As Andrews, if you're watching this movie with us, King Kong 1933.
If you have HBO Max or if you're watching it on YouTube, then yes.
If you're one of those guys who want to keep up physical media, you're watching in your collections of DVDs.
Which I actually have it on DVD as well. But it's just regular DVD. I haven't bought the Blu-ray version yet.
Right now it's just Overture. It just looks like we're in the theaters in 1933.
I know, how exciting. King Kong is a 1933 pre-code monster adventure romantic film. Directed and produced by Marion C. Cooper and Ernest B. Schoenzack. Screenplay by James Ashmore Krillman and Ruth Rose, was developed by an idea conceived by Cooper and Edgar Wallace. It stars Faye Ray, Robert Armstrong, and Bruce Cabot, and tells the story of a huge gorilla monkey-like creature dubbed Kong who attempts to possess a beautiful young woman. It features stop-motion animation by Willis O'Brien and a music score by Max Steiner.
Let me tell you about King Kong! Can you hear?
Release date in New York City in March 2nd, 1933. In Los Angeles in 1933 of March 24th. And in the rest of the United States on April 7th, 1933. So literally in 2023, this movie would be 80 years? No, 90. Yeah, this movie would be 90 years in about 2 years. This movie will be 90 years old. This running time is 104 minutes with the 4-minute overture. Country, United States. Language, English. Budget, $654.75.
There you go, the overture's over. Now we're gonna get the radio
Also, people wondering how much did it make in the box office during that time? $5.3 million. So literally, it made its money back and then some.
At today's money, would be $1 billion.
Pretty much.
I was right. The overture is pretty much just random music to get people who're gonna watch plays to get them pretty much buying time. And also, people ask, isn't King Kong the first kaiju film?
By technicality, yes. But
By technicality,
because this made in 1933.
Yes. But most people are going to say, what about, the Odyssey, Clash of Titans?
Those came later.
Yeah, that's what people will say.
No, but I'm being serious. Those movies came later, though. Clash of Titans was what the... And Odyssey, that one came... I don't know when that one movie came out. Also, what movie really started the kaiju was Godzilla. And then Godzilla and all the other Godzilla sequels, which they have on here.
But, technicality, the first, giant monster ever in Big Line, 1933, New York, New York. Hey, there's no Jack Black.
Nope, and King Kong as the main event, eighth wonder of the world. They actually gave him an acting credit.
Yeah.
And the prophet said, and lo, the beast looked upon the face of beauty. It stayed its, and from that day, it was one dead. Old Arabian proverb. So they didn't even know who said it.
It's pretty much from the Quran. It's pretty much their version of Revelation.
Tugboat.
People don't know, both Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are from the Abrahamic religion. There's one God, a prophet. Pretty much both books copy the same. It just changed the words here and there, but it had the same purpose.
Yeah, this movie has no Jack Black in it, nor John C. Reilly.
Or that guy with the big old snoggers.
Oh, that guy too, the pianist, which I was a dumbass kid who always thought it was the penis, or the penis, and people were probably wondering, oh my god, there's no bullshit scene. Nope, they just immediately jump on the boat.
Yeah, there's no foreplay, it's just we're going on an expedition to an uncharted island. We have multiple gas bombs and rifles.
Food for days.
Food for days. It's cigars. You want a cigar, sir?
Or you want a cigaretto? No, this dude has a pipe. You know what's weird? You never see him fill him up to smoke him right away.
Because this movie was edited. Wait, so pretty much the director and the captain and the first mate went to Scotland multiple times?
Went to where?
This director and the captain and the first mate had traveled to Scotland back and forth, and they needed back alive. And apparently this director wants a woman in his film, but no agency was going to allow him to work with any other women. So give me any desperate starlet. You're going to get me a girl. I really want a girl. Times Square. Before the hookers and our main protagonist went to a woman-only shelter, ladies and gentlemen. Going directly to a woman's shelter. It's 1933, so technically it's during the height of the Great Depression. And he's our leading lead. I'm going to take a woman clad, a diner. And there's no guy trying to force me to listen to his SoundCloud or seeing some disgusting homeless man taking a shit in the corner. And now our leading lady is talking about her life story. She has an uncle somewhere, but he's probably dead because, the Depression. He probably had money in the stock market. So he decided to jump Brooklyn Bridge. And we discovered that our leading lady used to be an actress, small theater show in New Jersey, but got closed down due to the Depression. This woman is going to be my woman for my movie. So, you want to be a star, lady? And she's like, oh, that really needs me. I just stay on my knees. And, No. This is none of that. And we're gonna start going on a trip today. And she thought she had to do something, a little degrading, but no. Wonderful thing. Hetero, fully straight. And now, our ship's on its journey to Skull Island. Hey, our leading guy will beat up a woman. Woman, bad luck. Our guy just straight up knocked her out. We're all, ancient Chinese secret. Hey, Andrew, have you noticed that Asian man kind of looks like a brother?
What do you mean?
Makeup. Look at him.
Okay, when I get to that scene, I will. He don't look like his father.
The Chinese cook kind of looks like. You already got to that part?
Yeah.
The Chinese cook looks like Eddie Murphy trying to be an Asian man.
Oh, like in Norbit?
Yeah.
Man, look at that background stock footage.
And we discovered the second mate is called Jack. Like that character from the Peter Jackson remake. That monkey! Look at that monkey! monkey, Edgar. Look at the monkey. Look at the monkey. Look at the monkey.
How far are you ahead of me?
With that modernity, Andrew. Embrace monkey. I don't know how far you started the film, but yeah.
I'm barely to the part where she's talking to the sailor.
Jack, our main protagonist.
Yeah. So, what time mark are you on?
19:10.
Jesus. 19:10. Oh, that monkey. Boy, I'm gonna say you're like a full minute ahead. Beauty and the Beast. Hey, reference.
No, it's
foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. A red herring everywhere. East Indies. Skull Island.
Hold on, I gotta pee again.
As we discover, the captain is asking, where the fuck are we going? These directions that are not connected to any maps or any apps that I know of. This is the director saying, alright, here's just the main event. We're going to this island called Skull Island, where a group of Dutch sailors had a mass storm and crash landed in the island. So all the crew died except one man. He got rescued, but before they reached shore, he died. That where Skull Island located. And our director saying, hey, we're going to this island that may or may have cannibal and other unknown and uncharted exotic creatures. And he's telling us that the island of the inhabitants, have a massive, beautiful wall, the best. It's strong walls, base walls, and this wall are meant to stop something out. Those combos cost money. Man, Crank. So apparently we're seeing this director calling, say, hey, just do what I'm telling you, and I'm getting some creep shot.
Lost my footing.
And this is the part where you hear King Kong screaming.
Wait, what?
And this is the part where you hear King Kong screaming. No way, you.
Alright. I was gonna say, don't they use that scream? Like, don't they use her scream for like multiple movies and all that? Like jump scares?
Maybe, yeah.
Didn't they use that scream in the first Spider-Man movie, Green Goblin? That's how I remember it.
And we're in the Isla King Kong.
Skull Mountain. It's Skull Island, you dummy.
Well, because the island is a skull.
The disrespect.
We're not in the fucking snow that you need huskies.
Boy, look at that blue screen.
And the boys are about to get some jungle screen. Where they landed on a foreign nation.
Oh, shit. Breaking news. California recall backers confident after submitting a grand total of 2.1 million signatures and counting. Oh, also worse news. Fucking Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are literally backing up fucking Gavin Newsom. So all you fucking idiots that voted for Bernie Sanders and that live in California, you're a bunch of fucking morons for doing so.
And other American leaders, United Auto Workers, has informed workers that the Ford plans to move through major products worth $90 million from Ohio all to its plant to new plants in Mexico.
So what does that mean?
Those factory jobs are in California in Ohio. Those factories are going to close down, and those factories are going to Mexico. Here's your final pay, and get the fuck out of the property.
Wait, which business?
Ford. So you know the cars.
Yeah.
So those union workers that lost their job in the Ford plants. Well, Andrew, we're in Detroit.
Yeah, in Detroit. We're on Skull Island.
Look at the Islanders, Andrew.
Oh, shut up.
Detroit!
No, you're wrong. You know why I say you're wrong?
Why?
There's white people there with guns, so we were in Portland.
No, look, right there is George Floyd.
Oof.
About to sacrifice some black woman.
Ooh, this episode's going to be dated when I upload in about 3 years.
See, this is the...
What?
It's the modern day basketball American. You cannot tell me I'm fucking wrong. It's real.
Hey, you wanna know what's funny? I'm surprised cancel culture hasn't canceled this movie yet. Because of this scene.
Open fire! Speak basketball American. Are you ready, Andrew? Shit! Why are these white folks be here?
Who invited the whiteies? That would be insane.
How you tell me this is some Suicide Squad?
Suicide Squad.
Get over here.
Badoo. Tell me Badoo.
He's speaking in Ubonics.
No, he's not.
Andy, do you speak Basque or American?
Do you? So,
I do. That's what I'm saying.
Ah, shut up. Okay, then what is he saying, Badoo? Maka, Vinny, Towel.
Shit, you brought them Easies? You brought that purple drink?
They didn't have purple drink. Kool-Aid was
what
even...
What about that, those pills that St. Floyd had? Shit, you have gas. Look at them, you sticks and shit. Come here, they're here taking teams and shit.
I hate you for that. Tommy D, what did he say?
Give me that white bitch. Because mud black dick.
Balakon, Balariri, Neo Cesaro.
to add on what Andy said, Mr. Producer said, I'm worried. Yes, that's what he said. To ABC News, I'm worried.
Who's worried?
Mr. Newsom.
Oh, yeah. And apparently the Democrats are backing him up. All the Democrats. All the Democrats that you people, and I'm saying you people as I'm saying everybody who voted for them, now you're making your bed and now you're lying in it, so fuck y'all. Punya.
Shit, where my stimulus check, bitch? Uncle Joe promised $200. Where's my $200? I need to buy new Yeezys and new Jordans and shit. Come back when you bring that stimulus. So, how do you like my interpretation of Ubonics, Andrew?
I'm shaking my head right now.
Well, it's not my fault that you don't want to speak proper English.
Oy.
Wait, how are our main guy just fell in love with this random homeless woman? Our fucking main hero is pretty base. But you don't like women. I don't like women.
Wait. You said you wanted my reaction for your translation, right?
What?
The Monster Cheese Man crew does not approve.
Chatham, I was about to get some strange here. Uh-oh. I knew it was like Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Because...
How did you go from Detroit to Baltimore?
Well, it's the murder capital of the country, Andrew. It doesn't take hard to put 1 + 1. It's going to give you 2. You! They're still the white woman! Andrew, race card now!
What do you mean race card? No.
Race card now!
I ain't giving you shit.
Well, I can't say the actual word, so that's why I'm saying race card now.
Oh, I was going to say, your race card about that.
No, it's race card, not card. Card.
Card. Like, are you saying card?
Card. Like a card.
Yeah, I know, race card.
Not card, not even a D, it's C-A-R.
Oh, they said about your race card. I was like, oh, I gave that shit to Marcus. You're going to have to kiss his ass for it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, they are stealing the woman.
That's what I'm calling race card. A race card. Detroit and Baltimore, or certain parts of New York.
He's burping up a storm now. You know, like, the storm sucks. I want to go home.
Time to get real! Time to rock and roll!
They didn't have rock and roll back then.
It's a figure of speech.
Everybody on deck.
We're about to fix Baltimore and Detroit by hook and by crook.
I am not gonna repeat what he just said.
What?
Nope. Crazy basketball Americans were here.
And is he wrong?
No, because they actually did No, because this movie they did kidnap the white woman, so.
So that's why. Raising AR. Now. That's why I said they're gonna fix Baltimore and Detroit.
Oh,
by
shit.
Hook, by crook.
They got the rifles and TNT. Holy shit.
They're about to fix Baltimore's problems. One caliber at a time. And also, what happened to the other woman?
Kong yeeted her in existence. Literally got his finger and flicked it like a little paper football. Broke her spine, everything.
Oh, and pretty much base news, Andrew.
Huh.
Russia has announced they will ban Twitter in the next 30 days if they don't take down child porn content.
Wait, what?
The Russian government announced they will ban Twitter within the next 30 days if they don't take down illicit pee off their site.
Wait, I didn't even know they had stuff like that.
Russia's not like China, dude. They don't have their own separate Twitter. They still use Twitter, YouTube.
Oh, I was going to say, did you hear about Instagram? That apparently minors may no longer... if an adult's trying to contact a minor through the DMs, that person gets automatically their account deleted and disabled. Yeah, I know.
It's like degenerates.
Not even degenerates. Fucking.
That's why.
Fucking sick, demented.
That's why, Andrew. What do you think I'm talking about?
Yeah, but my name's degenerate on this podcast. I'm not like that.
You know, degenerate means different words, not just a name.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. That's what I noticed. I was like, oh, okay. That's interesting to wake up to.
In other words, kind my N-word. Promising my Yeezy if I get on a white chick. There he is. Where my Yeezys? Hey, we saw King Kong. Stop motion model. And often it's truly going away. And it's a sad time. The same armored car that was destroyed in a weird warehouse fire.
No, that was its own separate thing.
Man, imagine being back in the theater back then and seeing, a giant animatronic gorilla. Imagine how fucking nerve-wracking would it be.
Oh, no. My grandfather, on my mom's side, he said he actually seen this movie in theaters with the 3D glasses. And he actually said that all the white people were literally shitting their pants when they seen Kong. While everybody else was in amazement, we're like, holy shit, how do they pull this off? My grandfather was in amazement. He was like, whoa, this shit's fucking cool. Well, meanwhile,
and
all the white
heroes arrive ready to rock and roll all night long. No organization or even airplane. Well, Andrew, have you ever played the King Kong game?
What do you mean?
The King Kong game.
No. Here we go.
People want to know. During the same time where the Peter Jackson, he managed a video game. It's pretty much just like the movie.
Well, you can either play as the humans or as King Kong, right?
Yeah, you play as Jack and Kong. It is actually pretty good. And also, for a game that is, from the 2 and Cube and the original Xbox era, graphically, it still stands out.
Well, yeah, think about Universal Games, they were on top of their shit.
No, it was actually from, Peter Jackson had his own.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, those dinosaurs! Shit. The dress part.
After the RKO board approved the production of the test reel, Marcel Delgado constructed Kong, or aka Giant Terror Gorilla, as he was known during pre-production. Per designs and directions from Cooper and O'Brien, on a 1-inch equals 1-foot scale, simulate gorilla 18 feet tall. 4 models were built, 2 jointed 18-inch aluminum foam rubber latex and rabbit fur models, to be rotated during filming. 1 jointed 24-inch model of the same materials for the New York scenes, and a small model of lead and fur, a climactic ending scene. At least 2 armor materials have survived. 1 believed to be the original from the test footage, and are owned by Peter Jackson and Bob Burns. In 2009, the other one sold for £121,000, or $200,000 in American dollars, Christie's in London. Kong's torso was streamlined to eliminate the cool appearance of the real-world gorilla's prominent belly and butt, and his lips, eyebrows, and nose were fashioned of rubber, his eyes made out of glass, and his facial expression controlled by thin, bendable wires threaded through sped through the holes drilled in his aluminum skull. During filming, Conan's rubber suit dried out quickly under the studio lights, made it necessary to replace it often and completely rebuild his facial. A huge bust of Kong's head, neck, and upper chest were made out of wood, cloth, rubber, and bear skin by Delgado, E.B. Gibson, and Fred Reese. The structure, metal levers and hinges on and an air compressor were operated by three men to control the mouth and facial expressions. Its fangs were 10 inches in length and his eyeballs were 12 inches in diameter. The bust was moved from a set to set on a its scale matched none of the models. Fully realized, Kong would have stood 30 to 40 feet tall.
They killed a Stegosaurus and they figured out they're thinking shit. And they figured out, hey, the gas bomb seems to work. So our boys are about to go into the swamp. Since the water's all swampy, let's build a raft. Seeing that they do copy and they do build a raft. But Jack Black never shot a gun.
Two versions of Kong's right hand and arm, which was steel, sponge rubber, and bearskin. The first hand was non-articulated, mounted on a huge crane, and operated by grips for the scene in which Kong grabs their skull in the cave. The other hand and arm had articulated fingers and was mounted on a lever to elevate it. It was used in several scenes where Kong grasped Anne. A non-articulated leg was created of material similar to the hands mounted on a crane and used for Kong when he stomps on his victim. The dinosaurs were made by Delgado in the same fashion as Kong, based on Charles R. Knight's murals in the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. The armatures were manufactured in the RKO machine shop. The threads were used for foam rubber, latex sheeting, and liquid latex. Football bladders were placed inside some of the models to stimulate breathing. A scale of 1 inch equals 1 foot was employed, and models ranged from 18 inches to 3 feet in length. Several of the models were originally built for creation, and sometimes two or three models were built for individual swelling exposures to the studio lights wreaked havoc with the latex skin, so John Kurzel called wooden duplicates of each model to be used as stand-ins and lineups. He carved wooden models of Van Driscoll and other human characters, the models of the Venture railway cars and war. Also, this movie is well known for ground special effects during the time, as stop motion animation, matte painting, rear projection, and also miniatures, were all which conceived decades before the digital age of cinema. And like I said, my grandfather was all astounded because he was like, how the fuck did they do all this?
A lot of ass busting.
Yeah, pretty much.
And also, they're being chased by another dinosaur that was known to be an herbivore, clingy plant.
Yeah, but he's attacking on instinct.
No, he's actually eating survivors.
Nope, never mind, he dropped one. Yeah, he's pretty much biting into him and then just dropping him. Yeah, he's just biting into him and then dropping him. And now he's leaving. Apparently it's a Brontosaurus, but at the same time it has a different name. Now they're all running for the hills.
With no gun.
No gun. Nope, because Littlefoot's mom is literally chasing after him.
Hey, this is when the part with the airplane, and almost ran, what do you mean airplane? In the Peter Jackson film, the captain was dropping off supplies and weapons, a bike, an airplane that could go in water, and also Peter Jackson, you managed to unlock the alternatives when Jack and also the captain managed a two-man operation to rescue him and give him a chance to go back to Skull Island.
Idiot, why'd you climb the tree? Oh, he's about to get eaten. Climb down, you fool. Nope, never mind, he did. You know, here comes Kong, he's like, yep.
And also, we did see this scene in the Peter Jackson where Kong launches the survivors into the pit. Wait, King Kong knows he's still alive?
Huh?
King Kong knows our main protagonist is still alive. You gotta stab him with his knife. How fucking pimp is that? You fucking stab King.
You could tell those are little toys.
Lizard men. Literally lizards. Or a T-Rex, or... And... Both of them are it's called a V-Rex. What's called a V-Rex?
Technically, all those guys are dead.
You know what's called a V-Rex, Andrew?
Why?
Three fingers. And the two fingers mixed, that's what's called a V-Rex. Yeah, Kong got his ass kicked.
By a knife. Pretty much, well, a knife would be like a thumbtack to him, right?
No, it's any puncture wound. Thumbtack.
Here comes a lizard, slowly walking. Okay, that problem. Okay, here comes the T-Rex. He's literally scratching his head for some reason. He's better saying, I'll deal with you later.
Yep. And she got stuck by the tree.
He completely missed that punch.
Yes. Like,
ooh, hit in the air. Oh, just like AEW, we're getting Luchasaurus versus that other guy, right?
Yep.
We're gonna go for a clothesline and, we forgot. Please tell me that shit actually happened.
It happened.
What the fuck?
It could be worse. The Grizzlies, two fat guys, eating a Mucker Strut, and Mucker Strut almost got his head caved after King Kong. After the first good part of the match when he got his ass kicked by the dinosaur, he managed to win because he remembered, what King Kong remembered? Yes, the monkey strength.
He's like, hey, you did? Hello? Okay, I guess I win.
No, Jack discovers that the producer is still alive because he hit as well. And Jack tells the producer, go back to the ship and get more bombs. Right? Hey, I thought the T-Rex was still alive. It is still alive. Now our guy's in the hunt against King Kong. And they wiped out the Native Americans, as they should be. And Jack Briscoe is on the chase against King Kong. He got a chance. King Kong at a 1-on-1 for the custody of Anne. Well, there we are. We're in Kong's coon cave. Hey, a snake. Oh, the snake almost got Kong. Got him now. Choking him out. Now the girl's gonna complain he cannot breathe. Bam. 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 And now we're in the sea. Or barber look up the jungle. In this movie, they never explain what this King Kong does to with the female sacrifices.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Not even the Peter Jackson film explaining what he does. Eat them? Does he let them go? Does he... Woo! King Kong stripped her. Woo! We're seeing her knickers. Fucking Kong being a fucking pervy. No way Kong's gonna stop this jealousy. And somehow Kong knows that Jack is a very ill, but also Peter Jackson just kidnapped Ann again. Except, unlike King Kong, who was... King Kong busy fighting, but Jack says the first act to get Anne the fuck out of there. While Kong is busy playing with his food, Anne is holding in dear life over his strong shoulders, and he's climbing. Man, and the question. I don't know if you can, but the average weight of a woman during the 1930s was?
Okay. Hold on, give me a minute. If a girl's 5'3", her weight would be 180 pounds.
This guy was literally deadlifting 118 pounds.
Who's deadlifting? Oh, her?
Jack.
Yeah.
You know, when he was climbing down the
But line. since she's skinny, she would be between 100 pounds and 120 pounds.
That's still, you're deadlifting a heavy weight.
Meanwhile, Kong's pulling him up like nothing.
Because what's the size of King Kong compared to her?
18 feet tall.
Exactly.
And they both fell into the water.
And I was like, get props to Jack just fucking bed running, carrying 180 pounds. It took a span of 3 days. Close the gate! This is where the travels were there. Uh-oh, Andrew, you missed it.
What?
One of the black extras fell and the wig flew off. And now
I love how fast this movie's going.
Yeah, it could be a little bit faster, but now the heel villagers. Off of breaking in. The wall's gonna break down. Make the wall down. Music from WWE Jericho plays.
Nope, I ain't playing that.
I said you play it. I'm just saying, because cop up the walls and down. So, King goes through the house at a group of the baby.
He's about to break the door. Baby. The forbidden door.
The forbidden door. The baby. As the virgins throws their safe bar of King Kong just one spear. Fucking King Kong just beat some guy's tree out of guy's head. Killing him. Boom! Fuck, King Kong just curves up the villager. Quick, just say gorilla lives matter. He was definitely not stopped when he said that. As the director threw one of the massive games to that and coughing.
Ooh, He's like, who the hell threw a toothpick at me?
But the gas works. Hey, just like the movie title. Hey, Colin, the eighth wonder of the world. Not everybody who's everybody is going to see the premiere of King Kong, the 8th Wonder of the World. I think back then, $20 back then would be like 40.
No, $20 back then, it would probably be, close to $100 right now since it's in the theater.
Awful day, awful days. It was like, what, 3 days? We're doing it every night. Beauty and the Beast. It's like the movie has a theme. Now the overture is over. Now the main event will begin. Only 12 died? Wow.
Huh?
Out of all throughout the whole three in trial, only 12 people. We're in the money, we're in the money. She remembered the episode from The Simpsons on with Homer. John Grisso. I always wonder how they kept King Kong on the rafters, you know?
Yeah.
How they managed to keep him. And I was like, how much steel and leather was used to make that? And also, did they feed Kong? These are the questions that the American people need to answer. As we speak, King Kong decides to say, fuck the police, straight from the other half. He's come back and he's on black. And the riot police, and the National Guard, Marshall, fire department, answer the call. You just see that in your window. But that one was bad. Hey, she never took up with Jack? Or some other random jobber? Bam. Oh, King Kong nabbed her. Whatever would King Kong do? He goes, that's the I go home. There goes the subway. Oh, the train's coming. The full train's coming. While Kong is single-handedly destroying the underground, the overground train tracks. And everyone died. Everyone's fucking dead. Everyone's fucking dead in that train track. That train track. Early in the morning. And upstate New York, the United States Air Force is about to come, not the Air Force, but the United States Army Air Corps. Because the Air Force is not existent. It was recalled the United States Army Corps, or the Navy Air Corps. A little fun fact. And now, sunrise, rise, King Kong's on top of the Empire State Building. Now, the 1st Battalion are about to engage King Kong in a 10th dogfight. Oh, that's weird. It's only like 4 planes being called up in the air.
Well, those are all the planes they got. Remember, you said they didn't have an Air Force.
It's not like, Air Force, they didn't have planes, but I guess we carried out 4 more plane models. And the Peter Jackson film, he saw battalions of fighters at the car was about to engage. And
big monkey.
And I was wondering, oh, there's a picture of fighter and recon. Oh, plane down. And I almost asked, did they have parachutes back then?
I'm pretty sure they should.
It wasn't as good. When the French function is, it's cosmetic. When it reaches a certain point, the chute just pops out of the bag ecstatically. And Colin's been really full of that. One plane bite it and probably landed. As Colin slowly bleeds to death. Slowly but surely. Slowly dying to the dreaded poison of copper. And got caught in the throat. Now he's like 50 cents in the final plane. Kong fell to his death. How big is the Empire State Building, Andrew? How big is the Empire State Building?
1,250, and then 1,454, including the tip. So pretty much it's altogether 1,454. Feet tall.
And that's how the movie ended. It was love that killed the beast.
And beauty who killed the beast. Oh, there he goes.
Oh, this guy's gonna have to take so much damages, you wouldn't believe. The fucking director is gonna pay a lot of damages, you wouldn't believe.
Pretty much, there goes his career. Meanwhile, the actress is gonna be fucking 100.
And no, Jack didn't decide to fuck off.
Yeah, pretty much, Jack is like, well, I don't need therapy. I'm just gonna have raging nightmares about this.
So the movie's over. What you think about it, Andrew?
Fantastic. Our 1930s film, in the beginning, it went kind of slow, but when it hits towards the middle, it went pretty fast after that.
For me, you know, the first beginning part of the film, it does start really slow. You know, try to do build up, you know, say, oh, this is all the characters and this is all the questions. But when they eventually go to Skull Island and they deal with the natives and encounter, you know, a human sacrifice going down, and the action does kick in, but and you know, some of the effect of the movie does not stand out well. No. And you can tell what's due to the power of 4D HD films and TVs. You can see every service, every accident, every glitch, every volley. And the film during the time, during the height of the great, this is during a, people were just literally trying to get by, you know, bags of noodles and sausage, like a bowl of soup. And giving them a little chance of a little breather, it's pretty good. And probably even the director and the screenwriter wouldn't believe this film inspired, you know, some of the other kaiju films, you know, knowing. I guess they were just trying to create an interesting, not knowing they just create a kaiju film. Many will try to imitate some successfully.
Exactly.
And I would say if you're, you know, a huge fan of kaiju film, Japanese, different interpretations, you know, probably would watch King Kong. Because some of the same effects in a more, you know, more kaiju films when it's all still the same kind of camera shows, being mannerisms, it's all there. First, overall, and also it's a good, you know, time slot. Well, all in 1930s New York.
Yep, keep going.
So I give it a watch. You? And it's no longer there no more. Since I'm done with my review. Right now, I don't know, are they going to do it later in the morning or right now? The new DLC for Doom Eternal is out. If you're a fan of the game, and you want new content, go ahead and play it. Enjoy it. Like I said, Andrew, good film. Yeah, a little bit slow, but
like I said, once it hit towards the middle, it, you know, it went back pretty fast.
And also the quick, you know, capsule thing. You see, like, how back in the day, trying to find it looked entertaining, and this one, you know, blew everything out of the water. And a lot of, even now, like, a lot of films cannot, you know, match the kind of effect that King Kong brought to them. Even now, you know, movie theaters will probably bring their A game. Back then, during the 1930s, fucking King Kong, Wizard of Oz, fucking into another level. Now, you don't see that. I mean, you can say it was all the COVID, but even back then, they had it worse. That money was so inflated to the point that you had to pay people way more than they actually were. And overall, that movie had a lot of passion. That's it. You, Andrew?
Like I said, it's technically the first kaiju movie. The sequels were kind of like 50-50 and lackluster versus Godzilla. So that's why eventually in the 60s, they did sell the trademark to Toho Pictures, but then Toho kind of made it weird in their own way. You know, that's why that's why afterwards there was nothing about King Kong in the 80s. And if it was, it was straight to video, DVD, you know, bootleg shit. Because it was all the rage. But luckily nowadays they're actually seeing that, oh shit, you know, we don't have to rely on Godzilla, we can rely on King Kong. And they're probably to me like, oh, like, you prefer King Kong over Godzilla? Yeah. Anyway, you could do so many other things with King Kong. And you probably think, oh, Godzilla too. I'm like, yeah, but they already did that with Godzilla. He died, what, like 4 times? King Kong has never died. Just disappears or goes back to Skull Island and chills. I'm actually glad we watched this masterpiece during our new temporary story arc for right now.
Yeah.
And the people are like, what are you going to watch next week? Well, next week we're actually going to watch the original Godzilla Gojira film from the 1950s. But are they really, you guys are going to do a kaiju? Yep, we're doing a kaiju arc. It's only temporarily. Until we figure out something else.
Until then, see you next time. In Monster Island.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. This is Monster Island arc. Thank you.
With a mountain in the shape of a skull, there lived natives in a village beneath a towering wall. A giant bolted door stood more than half a mile tall, behind which lived the mightiest creature of them all.
Ding dong, ding dong, a white man done you wrong, and so we sing this song to you. Mighty Kong, King
Hunga, Hunga, Hunga Kong,
get a load of Mighty Kong.
On a beauty ship of iron, across a sweltering sea, Robert Armstrong sailed to enslave the greatest of the free.
I'll catch the eighth wonder of the world for all mankind to see.
He even brought a blonde along to keep Kong company.
I'm Hey, Say Ray.
Why do you run away?
Kong only wants to play with you.
So come on, Fay, what do you say?
Bombs, they captured Kong and brought him back alive. Though very few of Armstrong's crew were destined to survive, till finally on the Broadway stage the mighty Kong arrived. But broke his chains and wrecked some trains, so great was his sex drive.
I've decided the Empire State, I climbed with my Fay Wray. He dug the flames and gunned me down, the sun set on my day.
'Twas beauty killed the beast at last,
I heard Bob Armstrong say.
And Kong, we all were real impressed, you made a big hit on Broadway.
King Kong, King Kong, the white man done you wrong, and so we sing this song to you. Mighty Kong, King Kong, get the look.
All right, Kong, this is Lieutenant Dan Andrews, Highway Patrol. We got an APB out on you. Now come on down from that building, we got you surrounded. I got a bunch of bananas down here. Nobody makes a monkey out of me. That big gorilla wants no top, I'll show him top, 10-4.
You fight him down!
I'll beat the snot out of that ape.